Hello and welcome to Pod Catalyst, a podcast dedicated to emerging trends and thought leadership within the communications profession. I'm Peter Fenn, Executive Director of the International Association of Business Communicators, or IBC. For this Pod Catalyst interview, I spoke with Mark Schumann. Mark is an IBC fellow and one of the authors of the IBC Guide for Practical Business Communication, a global standard primer. His chapter is entitled Branding with Confidence. Mark is a certified executive coach who strengthens how leaders inspire people and transform cultures. A past chairman of IBC and former communication consulting business leader for Tyrus Perrin, Mark spent his career applying his expertise in communications to brand and C-suite opportunities. His clients have included ExxonMobil, IBM, Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, Cathay Pacific Airlines, American Express, JP Morgan Chase, Pfizer, and Kimberly-Clark. Most recently, he served as vice president of culture for Sabre and director of graduate communication studies at the Zicklin School of Business of Baruch College, and which is part of the City University of New York. He is also co-author of the best-selling Brand from the Inside and Brand for Talent, an accredited business communicator and winner of 17 Gold Quill Awards from IABC. It was a pleasure to meet Mark and speak with him a little bit. Told us a little bit about the chapter that you wrote. I think you'll really enjoy the interview. And as a reminder, the IBC Guide to Practical Business Communication is now available for purchase on Amazon. You can preview the first chapter on Catalyst at catalyst.ibc.com.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Well, just so everyone, you know, our listeners can learn a little bit about you, what's your background? And I know you've been a member of IBC for several years.
So I actually, my IABC affiliation goes back to, 1978. It was a special student program for elementary children. I have been a committed member for all those years. The communication profession has been my home. I spent early years at the original Frontier Airlines, then went to the consulting firm Towers Perrin, which is now known as Willis Towers Watson, for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And then in the 11 years since I left Towers Perrin, I have had this fabulous chance to do some things I always wanted to do. So I went back to school and I got certified as an executive coach. I've taught for several years. I just finished a few years as the vice president of culture for a tech company here in Texas. And then now I'm working with the Wharton School of Business in their executive education program for CHROs. So it's been a great, great ride. And throughout my career, the focus on brand has been incredibly central to my work and IABC as a touchstone for where we are as a profession, what contributions our profession makes to the larger world, and what it takes for each of us to feel that we get something out of the work that we contribute to others.
Yeah. And, you know, big reason why we're talking today is you are a contributing author for the new book, The IBC Guide for Practical Business Communication, and specifically the chapter on branding with confidence. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
First of all, I love the title of the book and the focus on practical communication. It's pretty popular these days, and we see posts about this every day, for people to get pretty theoretical about what communication should be, what it can be, what it can't be. And I love the fact that Tamara Gillis, who is this fabulous doctor of communication who brings these books together every several years, focuses on what we can actually do with what we read tomorrow. And so the book will be filled with a lot of practical suggestions for the difference that we can make, no matter where we bring our communication passion and our skills and experience. I was lucky enough, the first book, I think I wrote a chapter on leadership. The second book, I wrote also, as well a chapter on brand. And so when we were talking about this book, I didn't want to revisit what had been discussed before. And I was very much trying to think of what does brand mean in this moment? And so this is last fall. And, you know, we can certainly look at what's happening in the world today, and we're not through this period. And so I kind of sat there in October of 2020 and I said, what could brand mean today? Well, I think that if we look at what brand has been, it's always been a way for organizations to tell the story of a product or a service. But as we found ourselves in the midst of the uncertainty that defined our world, it was clear that people were looking for more than simply the value or the convenience of a product or service. people were really looking even more than they had to what organizations stood for and what organizations were doing at that moment to keep their people safe, to keep their customers safe, to in some cases survive, and certainly to make a contribution to a world that needed all the help we could get. So I was pretty captivated as I thought about the chapter and what can we talk about when we look at brand that perhaps we haven't considered before. And so I said, you know, I think today and emerging from this period, as I looked forward, we'll be looking far more closely at what companies stand for, at how companies have supported their people and their customers during this period of uncertainty. And so I'm not just going to find myself buying the product or buying the service. I'm actually going to invest in a relationship with a brand that I believe in, not simply that I like whatever they deliver to the marketplace. And so it was, how can, if I'm thinking about brand in an organization, how can I make certain that the brand message captures the essence of the culture and the commitment to people that we have? Well, that means that we have to do some soul searching, means that we have to make certain that our infrastructure is in place. And then ultimately, it's that we have a message that people can grasp and that touches people. And so a year later, when we're still in a period of uncertainty, I went back and I looked at the chapter and I said, you know, what I like most about the thinking that it shares is that brands are ultimately about truth. And as communicators, that's our job, to find the truth, to share the truth, and to be the conscience to make certain that organizations continue to live by their truth. And I think that's what brands mean today.
And so when you early conversations, you know, about what you were going to write, you know, for the book, can you talk a little bit about that, what you and Tamara were sort of envisioning, you know, as being the, and I know you're sort of towards the end of the book, but just, you know, kind of what did you two talk about in terms of how this kind of fits in?
The marvelous thing that Tamara brings to this process is that she gives the people who she asked to contribute to her books a lot of freedom. And so it's a matter of her kind of sharing what she hopes that a chapter can accomplish when it is in the total spectrum of the content that the book will offer. In this case, it's a really practical look at some foundations of effective communications, what it means to manage a communication function and a communication process. Then she looks at the internal side of communications, then the external side of what we might term as public relations, although those things are getting a little bit blurred in the new world. And then ultimately, in the section that I'm in, marketing communication. So it's a matter of saying, you know, what can we say that's new? That is perhaps some thinking that hasn't been said many times, that feels current to this moment, and that will give people practical things to do today. So in my case, I always tend to boil things down into steps because I have to, for myself, outline, you know, the specific steps. But we came up with this idea that we wanted to call the chapter Brand with Confidence, because the key to someone experiencing what my brand, my company or organization's brand is all about, requires that I have the confidence to share who we are behind the products and services that we offer. And so the real question the chapter asks is, what does it take to have that confidence? And so the first, and just to quickly go through some of the things the chapter talks about, but kind of need to declare what you want the brand to be and how the brand tells the story of the organization. You detail what it takes to create brand confidence. And that's where you look at the inside the organization and what we provide to our people and what we provide to our customers to make certain that we're reliable. Then you take a really hard, close look at the culture and the how behind the what that we may deliver. Then you look at what might happen to that culture and how resilient that culture can be. We ask how social we want that culture to be. And ultimately, as the book kind of becomes full circle, how must leaders protect the culture that in turn creates the foundation for protecting the brand? And that's a part of the chapter that I find the most interesting today, because the brands that are really standing out to me are those where leaders are courageous. And I see the moment now that we have organizations that are willing to take some controversial stands because they believe in the organizations that deliver what their stakeholders need. And I think that's where we're going to see moving forward. For the next book is how we can change the world outside by changing the world's inside.
So do you think that this has been accelerated because of the tumult over the last couple of years and the pandemic, the murder of George Floyd, that these moments of time that have really changed what, you know, as you say, like how leaders are leading?
I do. And I think we were on the road to this change. I think if we look at some of the brands that we were really following closely pre-2020, we were quite taken by those who were articulating a sense of social responsibility, who were certainly bringing to life through their policies, sense of fairness and inclusion on the inside. I think all the events of 2020 and 2021 have escalated the speed with which we demand resolution, or we certainly demand progress. And so I think that's all for the good. I think that what will emerge from this moment, don't know when that will happen, we will have a clearer understanding as organizations of what it's involved to have a transactional relationship with stakeholders, as well as an emotional relationship. And that's really getting to the heart of what brand is all about, because brand has always been the language that articulates that relationship. Well, if you think back, and in the chapter, I do talk about brands when I was growing up, and that's long ago, but the brand relationship was totally transactional. You know, I bought Frosted Flakes cereal because I was happy with that product.
Yep.
Over time, we became fascinated with what was behind the products and the services. And I spent a lot of years working closely with Southwest Airlines. They were certainly at the front to how do we make our culture a key part of our brand message to our customers. I think moving ahead now, the test that this last couple of years has brought to the forefront is, I want to be sure that I'm aligned as a customer with where an organization stands on certain social issues. I want to make certain I'm aligned with how they're treating their people. I think one of the first questions people are going to now ask about companies is, how have you treated your people during COVID? And what did you do to keep them safe? And what did you do to keep them certain in a period that we could not even find clues of what solid ground was all about? So I think this period has sharpened the way we will look at brands and what we will look for. And in turn, that means the organizations that step up and step out are going to be a step ahead.
Do you think that customers, consumers have a great deal more savvy these days? You talk about how aligning your values with a brand and that sort of informing your decision-making over what you purchase. Do you think that that's the case? I mean, people have just become a lot more savvy about how they align with a brand.
I think more savvy, and I think that's fueled by the fact that it's so easy. You know, it takes me about 5 seconds to find out if a company is aligned with where I am. You know, I can check any number of social media outlets, and I think that becomes then something we talk about in the chapter is how social and how do you handle the socialization of brand and the fact that everything you do is going to be talked about. Everything you do is seen, everything you do is remembered, everything you do is searchable. And everything's talked about. And so I think it's very easy. And I think that that transparency puts the consumer, whether it's a consumer of work for people who are looking to work in a place or a consumer of a product or service, it makes me, I've always been in control because I can say yes or no, but now I can make that decision with a whole lot more easy to find input than I maybe once had before. And so you go back to those early brand, the Madison Avenue Mad Men days, when they believed that they could control the perceptions I might have of a brand, that doesn't exist now.
What is the risk for organizations that they put out this image that they are maybe active or progressive on a certain point? But
I think the risk is to say you're something that you're not. And, you know, we were taught as children that actions speak louder than words. Well, my goodness, whoever coined that phrase must have had like a great telescope into the future, because now we look at the actions. And so I look at those brands that at this moment are just really reaching me. And they are the brands that have been early and decisive in terms of what they expect for their people and their customers when it comes to vaccines. I look to, actually, when I think of those brands that are doing a great job, I look, this may surprise you, I look at the city of New York. I look at any organization and any industries that have been most affected by this, everything that's happened the past year and a half, and how the strong have really come through by being crystal clear about what we stand for, what's important, and now in many cases, what it takes to experience our product or service. And I like that. And I believe that we will see that brands that have been the most clear about what they stand for during this period and what they expect during this period will be the ones that come out ahead.
And are there particular industries that you think that are farther ahead than others, or is it more just singular companies?
Yeah. So I look at the ones that I'm most fascinated by, those industries and those communities most severely affected by what's happened the past year and a half. So I look at anything in healthcare because they have been through everything. And having worked for several years in the healthcare industry at one point, I've been fascinated with that. And I look at the travel industry because they were decimated by what happened, certainly the restaurant industry. And then I look at, and I mentioned the city of New York, because everything happened in New York because it went through the very worst of what COVID brought early on. What I love about hospitals, and I'm connecting today from my home in Houston, Texas, I'm extremely proud as a patient and as a member of the community of Methodist Hospital in Houston, because Methodist Hospital in Houston was at the top of the list. They were at the front of the line to say, if you want to work here, if you want to care for our patients, you have to get vaccinated. And they caught a lot of flack, but they stood firm. And I think that that told me, as a consumer who relies on them, I could be comfortable with their approach during this. I like the fact that in the travel business, I like the fact that United Airlines was among the very first to come out and say, if you want to work here and serve our passengers, you have to get vaccinated. As well, I like early in COVID, I thought that the brand clarity competition might have been won in the travel industry by Delta, because they were the most detailed about what they were doing to keep the cabins safe. And then I thought Hilton in the travel industry did an excellent job early on about making me feel safe when I went into a Hilton room, because they had cleaned it so carefully and they put that sticker on the door that let me know that no one had been in there since it got clean. I think those companies that embraced truth and then said, what does this mean to us and what does it mean to the people who rely on us? Those are the ones that come out ahead. I think those companies that almost act like it didn't happen, as I think some of the automobile companies still do, it's like, hello, what year is this? If I wanted to buy your car, I couldn't, because there aren't any. Somehow they are not quite following the same thoughtfulness.
That's great. And I was wondering too, what other parts of the book, and I don't know if you've been able to read other segments or, but I mean, if there are other elements of the book that dovetail or complement what you've written about.
I haven't written them, but I can tell you I've marked the chapters that I'm most excited to read. And I don't know necessarily who wrote them, but I can't wait to read. And this is early in the book. There's a chapter on executive coaching, and I can't wait to read that because that's part of what I do. Can't wait to read the chapter on culture, because that's been a focus of my career for my whole career. And I can't wait to read that. I can't wait to read the chapter on trust, because what we're talking about in terms of brand, I think that's almost a bookend chapter to this one, because brands are all about trust. And then later in the book, I really look forward to the chapter on organizational storytelling, because storytelling is so critical to the sharing the brand message. And then there's a chapter on reputation management. And if ever there's a time that some people may want to read that, it's right now. So again, Tamara just has this gift, I think, of finding the topics that will mean the most to people at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to read this, because it will be a picture of what our profession is and what our profession can be and what value we bring. And if ever there's a moment in the evolution of the world that demands crystal clear communication, it's right now.
Yeah. Yep. So I have one last question for you. That is, what gets you up in the morning? So maybe not what keeps you up at night, but what gets you up in the morning?
I am fascinated by, and continue to work in and want to spend many more years working in. I'm fascinated by the communities that we create for people inside companies to provide what customers want. So I've always been curious about company culture. I've always worked in company culture. And I continue to find the questions about company culture to be those that can at times keep me up at night, but certainly make me want to get working during the day, because this period of time has been such a moment of trial for company culture, which is at the core of what makes a brand successful brand. And I think that a lot of organizations are struggling with who can we be when this transactional, emotional balance in the relationship with people is a little bit squishy at this moment. And I think that that keeps me going. And I think that communicators, of the things that we bring to organizations, the most important is how we listen. And this is a moment where listening is essential to any organization being relevant to people. And so that's what keeps me going.
Yeah, excellent. So, good answer. So. Well, Mark, this is a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to reading the chapter. I read a little bit of the book, but I have not gotten through it all the way. But thank you so much for your contribution. And thanks so much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much, Mark, for speaking with me. It's a pleasure to meet him and learn a little bit more about his career and the chapter that he contributed to IBC's Guide for Practical Business Communication. Again, that book is now available for purchase on Amazon. You can review the first chapter on Catalyst at catalyst.ibc.com. Our next episode will be an interview with Barbara Puffer, who is also a contributor to the book. And thanks so much for listening.